Worldwide, the biggest cause of death for newborn babies is being born prematurely. Incubators can keep babies alive. They also create long-term disabilities. Now doctors in the Netherlands are developing an alternative, an artificial womb filled with liquid that could help babies born as early as 6 months. The BBC's Sophia Betitsa has our story.
We had made a bronze artwork for James to remember him, and here you see him lie down in the womb as he lay down at my chest the day he came out of the incubator.
In 2012, Dutch lawyer Sanne, who is now a mother of three, gave birth to a 24-week-old baby, James. He was placed in an incubator, but died 2 months later.
We're so grateful for the 2 months we had him in our lives, and we have him in our hearts forever.
Only around half of the babies born at 24 weeks and placed in an incubator survive. And many of those have severe disabilities, such as blindness, cerebral palsy or lung disease.
We're in a room in the neonatal intensive care unit of the hospital. I'm looking at a premature baby of 27 weeks inside an incubator. It's really small. It's breathing and it's got a lot of tubes coming out of it. Dr. Uy, is this the kind of baby that an artificial womb could help?
Yes, babies of this size will be helped in an artificial womb. That's right.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Dr. Gid Oy is head of the team developing the artificial womb at the Maxima Medical Center in Veldhoven. He and two of his team used a model of a baby to show me how the womb will work.
So you put in the baby in a red bag,
yes,
which is the artificial womb.
This is artificial
and that's full of liquid, right?
That's full of liquid, yes. To mimic the amniotic fluid that's normally in the womb. Yeah. Then we can close it. And then we can attach the artificial placenta.
When you're connecting
the umbilical cord of the placenta to the umbilical cord of the baby. So for the artificial womb, we have just one connection to the outside world, and that is the artificial placenta. And the artificial placenta will take care of all the life support that this infant will need.
Similar technology has already been tested successfully on premature lambs in the US. And Dr. Oy is confident the artificial womb will help more premature babies survive and without complications.
The main difference is that an artificial womb is filled with liquid and the incubator is filled with air. Air damages the lungs. Well, we know that every day that the baby is longer in the womb, the survival rate will increase by 3%.
The medical ethicist Hafiz Ismaili Mohamdi says artificial wombs could have an effect on the age at which a fetus can survive with medical help outside the mother's womb, its viability, and on the time limit for abortions. Both are 24 weeks in the Netherlands.
Viability might change, for example, in the Netherlands, it's 24 weeks. But with this new technology, we can push that back to 22, 21 maybe. That might also have consequences for when women or parents are allowed to abort their pregnancy.
And could artificial wombs one day be used to grow a baby for the full 9 months? Dr. Oy thinks this is more in the realms of science fiction and says his artificial womb is only aimed at saving babies born between 24 and 28 weeks. Sanne, whose premature baby died, would oppose their use to host a full pregnancy.
I think it's a big danger for society if we use an artificial womb for producing babies, like producing toys in a factory.
But she wishes the technology had been available when her son James was born.
I think the artificial womb could save so many lives of little babies that were born premature. And that's the biggest gift you can give parents.
Yes, goed uitkijken.
The BBC's Sophia Betitsa reporting there from the Netherlands.